In a single sentence Monday evening, Lou Fees of Girdwood summarized the challenge facing and the hope propelling those who want to see the two proposed school district bonds on the April ballot.
Despite conditions that could make school bonds potentially politically unpopular this year, I want to say that School Bonds Yes will continue to be supportive of the passage process and the school renewal process.
School Bonds Yes is a group that has supported recent school district bond propositions with both speakers and media advertising. This year's economic uncertainties and a mayoral election are likely to focus on property taxes, and that makes the task harder. So much so that the administration suggested the school board hear public testimony twice on the bonds, last night and again at its mid-January meeting. At next month's meeting, the board will decide the exact nature of the bond packages they will present in February to the Anchorage Assembly. It's the Assembly that has the final say on what propositions make it onto the ballot. Currently, the district has two proposed bond packages totaling over $98 million. The first is about $75 million and would finance Service High School addition and renewal, a design for a new Girdwood school, and money for school site acquisitions. The second package is a $23.5 million 2009 version of several annual district-wide capital maintenance, repair, and renovation projects. The district hired local pollster Dave Dittman, and last night he presented the responses of some 600 Anchorage voters. His report began with a $75 million proposition.
In that case, 53% said they were for it and 45% against. But the problem, as I see it, as far as passage is concerned, is if you look at the extremes of strongly for and strongly against, the 32 both sides, you can see it's actually closer to equal. What happens lots of times in bond issues is the extremes tend to be more dominant and the middle tends to sag. They're less committed. The extremes are more likely to vote or to feel motivated about the subject.
The second smaller proposition fared better, with well over 60% approving. When the two are combined into a single, nearly $100 million bond package, slightly over 50% said no. However, those odds shift to over 55% in favor if state reimbursement of approximately 60% is mentioned. Board member Crystal Kennedy asked Dittman if he had examined the pattern between the early polls and the eventual voting booth results. Dittman's response indicated another challenge.
Stepping back and looking at prior, it goes back for almost 40 years, and in nearly every case, there's about a 10% drop-off between the polls early and what actually happens later.
Kennedy did not dispute the need for the projects, but she worried about the economic situation and that the new bonds would raise property taxes around $11 per $100,000 of assessed evaluation, with state reimbursement. She feared a voter backlash and a revenue shortfall that might spread beyond capital projects.
If we're going to hit hard times, and there really is some indication that that could be a possibility here, I want to be able to protect our budget more than I do the capital and make sure that we keep the money in the classroom as much as we can.
Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como was confident reimbursement would continue, in part because it supports the larger community.
We have never not gotten the appropriation, even at $9 barrel oil back in the 90s. We've always gotten the debt reimbursement. So I think we have to be optimistic in the sense of this is an investment. It's jobs. It's beefing up the construction industry, which is a high priority for the governor.
School Board President Jeff Friedman said this year's additional January comments session was certainly needed. But at the same time, he hoped the board would move forward with the two propositions, either separately or combined. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.